flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Right now, it is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building. This is from Siobhan, CLO, Siobhan in Indianapolis. Siobhan writes, my husband coaches an AAU softball team. He has a whistle that hangs from the rearview mirror in his car. The whistle had lipstick on it, and he claims it was chapstick. Why did he lie right away when it's obviously a woman's lipstick?
Listen to me. Chapstick come in cherry flavor.
Uh-huh.
They got that out now. Uh-huh. Cherry flavor chapstick.
Protect him, Steve. Thank you.
That's what. I'm just saying, is that not true?
Is that's
chapstick
true.
Come yeah, cherry flavor?
Yes, it does.
The problem he got is chapstick don't go on red.
Yeah.
That's the problem he got. And seeing as how she uses lipstick, she know that it's lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why did he lie right away? What in him would make him say, that's lipstick? And she knows she ain't put it on there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, the reason it's got lipstick on it is because I had it around my neck and I was coaching, and one of the parents, this lady, come up here and said, you just letting them do what they want to do to my son. You don't know how to work this whistle? This how the whistle works. And then blew it. And I took it off because I didn't want to put my mouth on it right there because it had something on it. And I'm going to take this to the house and boil it.
Okay, so that's a better lie in your opinion.
That's a great one.
Well, we're going to go through a series of them before I tell you that it's lipstick. And then
but
I got to answer.
Back. Like you yelled.
I got to answer. That was right like this here. Yeah.
Yeah. Drop the mic.
Yeah, but what we're not going to do is go, yeah, that's lipstick. Teresa put that on there. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Teresa, we was going to get some ice cream after the practice. And, she said, can I blow your whistle? And I said, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Blow the whistle. Too short. Moving on.
Yeah.
A series of them. All right, Norris in Saginaw writes, an old friend went home with me after a party, and I told her to get comfortable while I cleaned my room. She got naked and had her booty smooshed on my couch. She ruined the mood. That was so nasty to me. Why does she think that was sexy? What?
Oh, I see what's happening.
Yeah.
I see what's happening. See, there's not an attraction here. Booty smooshed on the couch. Whenever that's been a problem.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Unless it's more booty than you have seen on the couch before. And she know this is her shot, and she took it. I'm finna take this out the friend zone, and I'm finna put it somewhere else.
How much booty she
told
had?
Her to get comfortable. That was comfortable to her.
Right. Yeah, she's not attractive, and he's not attractive
to her.
Got a
great big old booty.
Yeah.
Oh, an old friend went home with me after a party, and I told her to get comfortable.
She said, that's exactly what I've been waiting to hear. I'm finna get so damn comfortable, ain't nothing gonna be on me. And you came out that room and went, I be damn.
She ruined the mood, he said.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right, moving on.
I'm gonna let that go. Go ahead.
It could have worked.
What were you going to say? Unless what?
Well, unless he was in there to clean up his room because they was going to stay in there, and he's a germophobic freak and came out and the booty was smooshed on the couch. Then that right there, because he did say it ruined the mood, so maybe he was planning on doing something with her because they more than old friends. They friends with benefits. And then he's, you know, germophobic. You know, we have one of them on the show. You know, get their mood room and some dirt on something. Mm-hmm. You know.
But no booty smooshing going on.
I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't finna ruin my mother. But don't worry about that damn couch. I'm not finna let the fact that you naked to ruin the mood. What does that mean cleaning the room up for?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I want to straighten that part out.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Glad you got that one together. All right. Michelle in Fort Worth says, my man wrote me a song, and he sang it a cappella at my birthday party. My 12-year-old twins laughed the entire time, and some of my family members left the room. It didn't even faze him. How do I tell him he sucks without hurting him?
No. He ain't see them people leaving. Because let me tell you something. Because them 12-year-old people, they didn't have nothing for that. They was over there hollering. And it's an original song.
Yes, he wrote it and sang it.
When I first saw you at the Baskin Robbins, and you had on a purple dress, I was sitting there wondering by your ice cream. But then you started making a mess.
Boo, the twins, boo.
They're laughing.
And then you ordered sprinkles. And I wanted some too. And now I look up and here we are.
Worst song.
You
ever.
With me and I'm with you.
All right. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday.
I love you, baby. Happy birthday. He lucky I wasn't there.
What would you have done, Steve?
I'd have been knocking stuff off. I'd have been raking stuff off the table now. Because I like people to know
cake
I'm laughing.
On the floor.
Right. Oh, just raking condiments out on the floor. Ain't no silverware, no nothing on my. Ain't nothing on my. I'd have cleared my table.
All right. This is the last one. Celestine in Pensacola. Celestine writes, my brother-in-law texts me often to ask about commercial properties because that's what I specialize in. I always mention the correspondence to my husband because he gets jealous easily. Why doesn't he trust me with his brother?
Mm. I don't know. You know, your husband could be just insecure. Insecure men ain't got no boundaries. Insecure is insecure. My brother, your brother, brother-in-law, it don't matter.
It doesn't you matter, know? Huh?
Mm-hmm. You don't want nobody talking to you. He insecure. He can't believe he got you.
Oh.
He can't believe you ain't left yet.
Yeah. He can't believe she's still there.
Yeah. So anybody talking to you is a damn potential threat.
It's a bunch of men.
Even
like
his brother.
Man.
It's a bunch of men.
She gonna compare me to somebody and I'm gonna be... Yeah, that's what it is, man. So...
What does he say in the morning when he looks over there at her?
God. Man, baby. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. I just say thank you, Jesus.
You didn't leave me.
Baby hair.
Okay.
He's singing Hall & Oates every morning.
It's Sarah Spot.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.